Hello, this is Jenny with a Y. It's Friday night, and I have combined 2 weeks ago the Merlot that we drank and last week's Winking Owl Cabernet Sauvignon together in one glass, and it's pretty delicious, I'm not gonna lie. So we had so much extra awesomeness that wouldn't fit into our podcast that we decided to give you a little bit extra. Here you go. I hope you enjoy.
Next. Next subject. Should we introduce the hat? Okay. Do you remember where we got this hat?
Okay. Yes.
There were derby chicks involved.
Oh, yeah.
We were at the Roundhouse.
It was at the Roundhouse, but I don't remember what their thing was.
I don't know. Okay. I thought you would remember.
Maybe it was like the...
It was cold.
It was a...
It was a
beer thing because it was the...
We got beer.
It was, yeah.
We had to get these wristbands and then we got beer. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
Wristbands?
I do. I remember.
Okay. And we were at the Roundhouse. Was there music?
There was a band and it was like a buffet. Like you got food.
Right.
And then you were supposed to theoretically be able to... It was a beer tasting thing. Like that's what it was. But unfortunately, the beer tasting kind of was... put to the background because there were so many people that by the time we went up for the beer tasting, it was gone.
It was gone.
So, Two Brothers Roundhouse, work on that for next year. I'm just saying. Anyway. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but everything else, it was cool. The food was really good.
I remember desserts.
Oh, yeah.
They were good. All right.
Yeah, and so they had these fancy hats.
I decided, as we were leaving,
that it would be much cooler than the siding that you found.
I was going to take a hat.
Take a hat.
So they decorated this place in sparkly hats.
It was gold. Gold and black.
Gold and black was like the theme of the night.
Yeah. Black and yellow.
Were the waitresses wearing these hats?
I don't think so. I think they were just on the tables.
On the tables.
Yeah.
I wasn't supposed to take it. I did.
It was free.
I committed theft.
Sinner.
I am. So I saw this hat as we were walking out and I thought, I'm going to take this hat. And I grabbed it up. I put it on top of my head. We walked out with it.
It was awesome. Nobody said anything.
Nobody said anything to me like, hey, you can't take that hat.
And there's a person at the door.
There's a hostess at the door.
So if it was a problem,
have a great
they
night.
Said,
thanks.
Love your hat.
Walked out with the hat. We have this hat. Now it's on my table. Yes. Inside the hat are topics to discuss.
Exactly.
I threw it on.
Ah! Dang it!
Oh, drink! I threw it out on Facebook today. I said, you know what? We have a ton of topics we want to discuss. I'm going to ask you, though, because we want to hear from our listeners. What do you want to talk about? I wrote them out on pieces of paper. I folded them up, put them in the hat.
It's kind of like that Whose Line Is It Anyway? Scenes from a Hat.
Yeah, Scenes from a Hat.
So we're just going to...
Topics from a Hat.
Off the cuff. Grab topics from a hat. You want to grab it?
See, no, you grab it.
Can you hear it? Shaking
you,
it.
You okay, grab it. You're closer.
See, and I'm reaching in and I'm grabbing.
If it came from a listener, we wrote their name down on it.
Oh,
if it came from us, it's just my handwriting that you probably can't read because I have crappy handwriting.
Okay.
Good luck with that.
All right. This was obviously one that you wrote, but it's funny.
I wrote all of them.
But there's lots of stories about this one.
Okay.
Well, I know you wrote all of them, but you copied down some of the things that I had, right?
Now we need to open another bottle of wine.
Oh my gosh. You know what? We need to take a break too. I'm just saying.
Okay. Let's open this bottle of wine.
Okay, we'll open the bottle of wine, and I will let you know that the topic we are going to discuss is bathroom etiquette.
Nice.
Public restrooms.
Public restrooms / bathroom etiquette. And I'm opening a new bottle of wine because
nice.
We finished the other one.
It
was a small bottle.
It was a small bottle.
So now we got this one open. I'm just going to leave the cork on that.
You totally put that down too far.
What? I did not.
Yes, your twisty cork thing, it came through the bottom of the cork.
So what?
That is a corking faux pas.
Why?
Because you can get pieces of the cork
in
the bottle.
That's not even a real cork.
What are you talking
about? It's a faux cork.
It's a fork.
It's like a plasticky kind of a cork.
Okay.
It's not even real. Where's your glass? I'll give you a refill.
It's right here.
Are you ready for a refill?
Ding, ding, ding. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
I'm ducking under the microphone.
Ducking under the microphone to
fill the water. Your glass is warm. That's weird. Have you been holding it?
I've been holding it.
All right.
Hoo-hoo.
The winking owl.
Love it.
Bathroom etiquette.
Okay.
Let's go. What do you got to say about bathroom etiquette?
Okay. I will ironically or sarcastically tell you all of the bathroom etiquette that you need to know. First of all, when you go into the bathroom, you need to be on your cell phone. And you need to be talking as loudly as you can. And you need to continue talking while you choose the stall closest to the person that's already in the bathroom. Not the furthest stall. Like, if there's five stalls and there's person in stall number one, you most definitely need to go to stall number two, continue your conversation.
Yes.
And when you exit, you should neither flush nor wash your hands.
Correct. Although, you also need to hang out in the bathroom waiting for your friend on your phone.
Yes.
Because you're not done yet.
For an excessively long time.
Uh-huh. Continue your conversation. Yeah. Not washing your hands.
Not washing
your hands. Didn't flush the toilet because you didn't want anybody to know you were in the bathroom. Right. Yeah, you're echoing like you're in the bathroom. You're not fooling anybody.
Everybody knows you're in the bathroom.
Everybody knows you're in the bathroom.
I heard you pee.
Uh-huh.
Would you? Well, unless you covered the little... With your thumb, cover the little speaker for like a half a second, you know, the 21 seconds that it takes for the people to pee.
21 seconds? You timed yourself?
No. It's a study. I kid you not. There are scientists that studied every type of animal, including humans, in the...
Is that the average pee time?
The average pee time of every
21 seconds.
Species on the planet is 21 seconds.
Hmm.
Because we needed to spend money on that kind of information.
That's valuable knowledge.
It is now on the internet. Praise Jesus. Sorry, Lord.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you for creating people with such a tremendous amount of curiosity that they needed to study pee times.
But pee times. Pee times are important.
Important pee.
Not as important as tea times, men would argue. I think I put this on. Hold on. Good bathroom etiquette. Oh.
Did you actually type things up?
I did. I typed things up. Oh my gosh. I have a Word file.
That is not even okay.
Podcast ideas. And then when I come across an article on the internet I think might be good.
You throw it in.
I cut and paste.
Clever.
Yep. Thanks. Mm-hmm. I'm prepared. I got nothing. I got no articles on the internet about this. But I can tell you what I found in school this week. We have, in the science building, I'm in nursing school. In the science building, there is one bathroom on the first floor. One. On the entire first floor. I'm going to say there's 12 classrooms, including labs, on the first floor.
It's a big building,
isn't it? It's a huge building. Yeah. One bathroom on the first floor. In this bathroom, there are three stalls for the girls. Three.
Really?
Yeah. You go in there. Most often, you're going to hit somebody with the door when you open it because there's a line inside the bathroom waiting for these stalls. One day, last week, I go in. There's a line of four women waiting. There's a woman not waiting. She's on her phone.
No.
She's playing on the phone. Facebook, no. Twitter, whatever.
No. Why are you in the bathroom?
She's on the phone. What the hell are you doing in the bathroom on your phone? Like, directly outside of the bathroom is a nice little seating area with couches and junk.
Yeah.
Okay, go and sit down. You don't need to stand in the bathroom.
What?
Breathing.
Smush. Smell.
Breathing in fecal matter. You don't need to be in there.
Excuse me, I'm trying to get to the paper towel dispenser.
Exactly. That's exactly what was happening.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you need to talk to someone on your phone?
This chick
in the bathroom?
This chick is on her phone doing God knows what, standing in front of the garbage receptacle, blocking the paper towels.
Move it, lady.
What are you doing there?
Throw away. Hello.
Yeah, so she's constantly dodging, standing in front of the sink, standing in front of the garbage, standing in front of the sink, standing... Get the hell out of the bathroom!
Did a friend, like, catch up with her and they exit together?
I got nothing. I don't know. Because I waited in line, and then I got in the stall. She was literally in the bathroom for that long. Who was she waiting for? Obviously she just thought it was quieter to be in the bathroom on her phone? I don't know.
Bathrooms are fun. Yay!
She just had to hang out in the bathroom that day. I don't know. This bathroom, not very big. That's usually a line.
I don't even get that.
I don't get it. Here's another story. I don't even know what to say about the story other than it's my husband's story.
Oh, no.
He's at work. It's a new job. He got it he got it like 6 months ago now.
All
right. Great job. He's been at this job for 6 months.
It's good to have a male story on this female podcast.
It is.
Because I haven't really spent a whole lot of time, you know, hanging around urinals, Because there aren't a whole lot of, like, co-ed bathrooms.
This is a stall story, but I see, yeah, it's a guy's perspective. Okay. Right. My husband. I don't know what he does in the stall. I didn't ask. I don't want to know.
He poops.
I'm assuming that he's relieving his bowels in some fashion. Here's what happened. He's in the bathroom. He's doing his business. He's probably on the phone.
No.
That's what guys do. That's another story.
You know, that's one thing if you're at home. Public bathroom?
Public bathroom?
But I don't even do that.
Get it done and get out.
Yeah.
Why are you hanging out in the bathroom? Anyway, he's in the stall.
Because they take like 25 minutes to poop.
I don't understand it.
Women don't take that long.
I think it's physiologically.
I agree.
It's the thing.
Women got those abdominal muscles that push
We've got extra muscles
out.
And they just push it on out.
Yep.
We push babies out of our hoo-has.
And we push poop out of our
It's science.
It is.
Our poop does not take long. I get like an inkling of like, I might have to go. I go, I sit down. 2 seconds later, I'm done. It's out. I wipe, I flush, I wash, we're out.
Yeah.
It literally takes 60 seconds for a woman to poop.
Yeah, at the most.
The guys, not so.
And that's including wipe time. No, that's including like 25 minutes.
20 to 25 minutes for a guy to poop. I don't understand it. I guess because I don't have a prostate. I don't know. Maybe it's the prostate slowing things down. Maybe if they use the prostate stimulator. Exactly. It would get the poop out faster. Maybe I'm going to keep this prostate stimulator. Maybe I'm going to give it to Brian.
Here, honey. You got to poop? Let's try to move that along.
We don't have 25 minutes for this shit. You need to move it along.
Okay.
Anyhow. So, wait.
No, let me just say this really quick. Because there is still a disparity between the amount of money that women make in the workforce and all you employers need to consider the fact that your dudes that work for you are blowing at least 25 minutes a day.
At least.
To take a dump.
In the toilet.
Seriously?
Yep. They take two of their paid breaks, 15-minute breaks, two of them put together for poop time.
And then they didn't use that for a break.
No, they didn't.
No.
Because then they went out and took extra breaks.
Because the bathroom, you shouldn't have to count, break for the bathroom. Well, it's like, if you're going to take 25 minutes of poop, yeah.
Yeah. But they take your break time.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
No, not okay. So, anyway, women should be paid more. Moving on.
He's in the bathroom. Stall. Next to him, he hears a guy peeing. In the stall.
In the stall.
In the stall, right next to him.
Now, they have urinals, correct?
Uh-huh. Here's the guy peeing right next to him, but it doesn't sound like he's peeing into water.
What?
He hears a guy peeing forever. And then, afterwards, he hears somebody pouring water into the toilet.
What is going on?
Uh-huh. Brian's like, what did I just hear? He waits for the guy to leave, finishes up his business, washes his hands, kicks open the stall door next to him, because he's like, I don't know if he left any, info behind. There's a cup on the back of the toilet.
He peed into the cup?
He peed into the cup. And then when he was done peeing into the cup, he poured it down the toilet. And then flushed. In the stall.
Why?
What? I don't.
And then he left the cup.
And he left the cup.
Ew.
He could pee into it later. I don't know. I don't know if this is the thing.
Pee cup, do not touch. Is he like...
It wasn't labeled.
Is he a proctologist?
No.
He's like, he's so used to telling people to pee in the cup, he's like, I just gotta do it too.
No, man, this is computer crap.
Practicing?
I don't know. I don't know what's happening. Brian's confused.
That's very confusing.
This happens again the next day.
No.
Yes. The next day. Not the stall next to him. There's a stall between, and then the stall over there.
With a new pee cup? A
new pee cup.
Ew.
Uh-huh. So, once again, Brian's got to investigate. He's done with his business. He waits for the guy to leave. The first day, I'm sorry, I neglected to tell you, he peeked underneath the stall door to see the shoes so he can find out
ID the guy
in the office was actually peeing into a cup and then pouring it down the toilet. He does. He located the guy. Second day, he kicks open the third stall door. There's the cup again. who pees into a cup and then pours it down the toilet? What is the purpose? I don't understand. I don't know if you're trying to measure like your pee outtake. Like if it's like
it's a juicing thing.
Is it like a doctor like ordained thing? Like the doctor like wrote you a prescription, pee in a cup, measure your stuff, then pour it down the toilet.
You know, that's possible.
That's what I thought.
That's the only thing from a medical standpoint that might make sense.
That's the only thing that makes sense to me. Is he testing his urine?
And so he's probably all embarrassed because he's like, dang it, that 25-minute pooper's in here again and I gotta go. My sick guy always gotta poop when I gotta pee in a cup.
That guy's looking at the solid Brian shoes and he's like, oh my god, that 25-minute pooper's back again.
And they got this thing going where like they can't.
I know what
actually,
you did. Yeah. I know what you did.
We're gonna this, pretend it didn't happen.
Yeah, they got this understanding. I don't know what's. Why would you pee in this cup?
I don't know.
I don't know, but then you leave the cup for later.
At least send an office memo around. Yeah, there's a pee cup in there. It's a doctor thing. Shut up.
Maybe. I don't know. I would get a new cup. I would dispose of that cup while nobody was looking, and I'd bring a new cup with me next time.
Yeah.
I mean,
I wouldn't pee in a cup, I guess.
Not at work.
No.
I pee in cups at doctor's offices.
At doctor's offices, and that's really not fun.
For your analysis. I think that's what it is. I think he's testing his pee. Maybe he's a druggie. I don't know.
Ooh.
That's what I'm wondering.
Is Brian finding any strips? Like little strips?
No.
Testing strips?
He wasn't looking that hard. I don't know. Okay. I got nothing.
Bathroom. Look in the garbage.
Bathroom etiquette. Don't pee in cups. Don't hang out in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Talking on your phone. Facebooking on your phone. Twittering on your phone.
Yeah.
Tweeting on your phone? I don't know. I don't know Twitter lingo. I still don't.
Don't poop right next to the person that's already in a stall.
If there are seven stalls available, don't go right next to the guy that's in the stall.
Move down a stall or two.
Leave at least one stall between you.
Courtesy flushes are appreciated.
Oh, and here's the thing about automatic flushes. Just because it automatically flushed doesn't mean it got all your business down. Turn around and make sure that it got everything down.
Double check.
Double check it.
Double tap.
Then when you get out of the bathroom, wash your hands.
Ew.
What is wrong with you?
That's disgusting if you don't wash your hands. You're a jerk if you don't wash your hands.
You are disgusting.
You're just nasty.
If you don't wash your hands. I don't care if nobody else is in the bathroom with you. Wash your freaking hands.
You know what? We don't even mess around. Like, even Lena, raising my kid to be so mouthy. I'm sorry, world, but it's true. She's got an opinion and you're going to hear it. So we go in a bathroom and if somebody doesn't wash their hands, we don't, as they walk away, as they're walking out, she'll go, ew, that lady didn't wash her hands.
Mm-hmm.
And I just go, I know, that's disgusting.
Yep. That's very passive aggressive of you.
And no, it's aggressive. It's straight up aggressive.
You think so?
Yeah.
You didn't talk to the woman.
Okay. Well, maybe it's
passive. So it's passive.
Well.
Either way, wash your freaking hands.
Yeah. Don't be a douche.
Don't be disgusting. Wash your hands.
Yeah. Don't be lazy.
Don't be lazy.
Wash your hands.
Hell.
Why would you not wash your hands?
Why would you not wash your hands? I don't know.
Gross.
You know what I do in the bathroom?
Tell me.
After I do my business, it's not an automatic flush.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty flexible. I put my foot up there and I flush it.
Exactly.
I don't know where those hands have been.
Dang it.
I take a drink. It's the drinking game with Jenny and Jenny.
I do the same thing. I kick my foot up there.
And I flush it that way.
Yep.
And then I wash my hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's annoying to have to, like, juggle your purse and your coat and your kid. Wash your hands.
Wash your hands anyway.
It's just... You're halting the spread of germs and viruses.
Reducing the amount of fecal matter that you have on all of the shopping things in the store or the food at the restaurant.
I'm thinking about movie theater, but still. Yeah.
Okay, movie.
Wash your hands. It's not hard. You're going to go eat popcorn? Wash your hands. What the hell?
I'd like a giant handful of poop with a little bit of popcorn on it. Nom, 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 nom.
Gross.
Yeah, totally nasty.
That is... I'm shaking my head. So bathroom etiquette.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know, and a word on, like, bathroom, like, designers.
Hmm.
Okay. Theaters get it. They have, like, 800 stalls in there for women. Good. Good job. Every place else, seriously?
2 to 3 stalls.
Yeah. I'm sorry. But if you're... You need a minimum of 5 to 10 stalls for women in every bathroom.
And why is that?
Because we're not dudes.
We have to actually physically take off our pants.
Exactly.
Down to our knees.
Dang it.
Or our ankles.
Drink.
And then we... drink. Then we have to do our business. Then we have to yank up our pants again, button them, flush, get our crap, which is a coat and a purse.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to go out there. So, yeah, it takes a while. Sometimes I like to, like, compete against myself for, like, fastest bathroom time.
Pee? Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Especially I don't want to mess around in there. I don't want to be on my phone. In, out, done.
Exactly. Bathroom etiquette. You see a big line of people, you don't waste your time on your phone.
No.
You get in, you get done, you're out. Keep the line of people moving.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. Dudes, it does, for peeing, it does take you a little less time. I mean, zip and flip. And done.
Uh-huh.
You know, granted, the peeing takes a little longer for most dudes.
I would say, dudes, 30 seconds. I would say, girls, 60 seconds. You need to be out.
So the thing is, if you've got two urinals in a guy's bathroom and a stall and or two stalls in a guy's bathroom, then you need to take that number and double it for the women's bathroom.
Yeah.
To make it be efficient.
Exactly. And 30 fair. Seconds versus 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Done.
And just use this. Men that design bathrooms, architects, you know, and when your employer argues and says no, just say, you know what? I'm sorry. I heard it on When We Rule the World, and it's a rule.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new rule. That would be When We Rule the World. That's installed. The rule. If there's a total of four facilities in a man's bathroom, urinals, stalls.
There needs to be eight stalls in a women's.
Yeah.
It takes us longer to pee, only because we have to remove all these articles of clothing.
Yeah.
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 I don't know. Okay, so bathroom etiquette. Don't take forever. Wash your hands.
Yeah.
Don't hang out in the bathroom on your phone waiting for your girlfriends. Wait outside. What was the fourth one?
I don't know. My butt hurts right now. I'm going to change the subject. It's a derby thing. Because we talked about derby before, and yeah. I told you. Okay, so we've been doing all this endurance and all this stuff, and I pulled a muscle in my butt. And it's the first time I've pulled a muscle in my butt. I've pulled muscles everywhere else.
Okay, where exactly is it pointed to me? I'll tell you what muscle it is.
Okay. It is. Right.
That's
there.
Totally your gluteus maximus.
Yeah, my gluteus maximus is brochimus. it's so sore. It's like I'm sitting here and I'm like, okay, yeah, it's starting to hurt again. Because I took ibuprofen to help.
And the wine's not helping you?
No, the wine's helping a little bit, but that's why it's like, oh, because it's like because I'm like, because it hurts here. Now it's like.
Is it because that girl was touching your butt? You can tell me.
No, it wasn't. It was a totally different. That wasn't a different night. Okay. That was like a Tuesday night. We do scrims on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
It was. Oh, wait. I guess it was Tuesday night.
That it happened, last night?
It was a different Tuesday. Yeah, but we did a scrim. It wasn't a scrim. It was just we did a lot of core exercises and jumping and burpees, which are so ridiculously hard to do on skates. It's not even funny. You know what a burpee is?
Oh, yeah. That sounds difficult.
Yeah. Nope. On skates.
I'm never going to do derby. Never.
And I sit there and it's like, I can do burpees at home. And I'm like, I feel good about myself. I'm like, yeah, this is hard, but I can do it. And then I get there and I'm like, I think I look like a walrus that's being shot. I don't even know. It's horrible. Because I'm like trying to throw my legs out. And then I can't pull my legs up together because I don't know. It just doesn't work for me. And I see these
you have
other
an
girls.
Underdeveloped gracilis muscle.
Yeah, possibly. I don't know. It's just awkward with skates. Yeah. But yeah. So, yeah, for the first time, I pulled my butt muscle and it's killing me.
It's that does okay. suck.
Yeah, it does.
All right. Did we cover everything on bathroom etiquette?
I think we did.
Good.
I think we did.
All right. And what is the punishment for violating bathroom etiquette rules?
Public shame and humiliation.
Dunce cap.
First of all, they have to go to like the public wash station and publicly wash their hands.
Uh-huh.
And then they have to get up and explain to everyone around them what conversation was so important that they had to do it in the bathroom. Mm. And then everybody around him gets to go, boo! You're stupid! Just for like 5 minutes and then done.
Okay. But isn't that bullying?
Maybe a little.
Is it bullying if they deserve it?
That's why I said it's only 5 minutes.
Okay.
There's a time limit. And then after that, public shaming is over and they have to let them go and never do it again.
And they've learned their lesson.
Right.
It's like a timeout.
It is. It's like a timeout.
It's a vocal timeout.
Yes.
With strangers.
I was a bathroom baddie.
It just comes back to the whole be respectful of other people. Mm-hmm. Be respectful of their time.
Yeah.
Be respectful of the fact that other people are waiting to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So don't take forever.
Yeah.
And do you really want everybody in the bathroom hearing your conversation?
Or do you want the people hearing your conversation to hear you take a dump?
Exactly.
Ew.
Oh my God, No drink. Why are you drinking? Yeah. I said it.
I thought it was a group thing. I thought you were supposed to drink when I did it too.
I don't know. So, I think we covered bathroom etiquette.
We did.
Would you like to pick another topic out of the hat?
I don't know. I don't think so.
We're at an hour and 41. Okay, we can be done.
I think we're good.